Well, the website just came out with a report of which shows have the richest audiences and which shows have the poorest audiences. Apparently, those who watch Modern Family, those viewers, they're making the most money, an average salary of $81,000 a year. Bob's Burgers, on the other end of the spectrum, viewers there earning about $48,000 a year. So
if I start watching Modern Family, am I going to
That's what I was wondering.
Get more money?
I think so, yes. Add it to your list of things to watch.
Well, here's a good question to ask yourself. Would life without the internet be worth living? 1 out of 4 people say, no. You take away my internet, just ended already.
Holy cow.
According to a new survey by Microsoft, 1 out of 4 people say they'd rather live to age 60 with the internet than to 80 without it. 20 years worth of their lives taken away just to have the internet.
Yeah.
So the people surveyed here, though, were students. So they have a long way to go until 60 or 80.
That's true.
And they don't know life without the internet. So,
guy in Des Moines, Iowa, woke up on a Tuesday morning when his dog started barking and jumping on him. Then he realized why. He saw flames spreading across the room. So he ran to the neighbor's house, called 911, then realized the dog didn't come out of the house with him. So then he ran back into the burning house and returned the favor by saving his dog's life. Nice, but they don't recommend ever going back into a structure that's on fire.
This really makes me want to shave my head when you think about it. New survey, the average woman spends about $44,000 on her hair over the course of a lifetime.
Wow.
So think of all, I mean, you could have like a BMW if you saved up that money, you know, whatever. Hair costs an average of $703 per year. That's between trips to the salon, coloring, shampoo, conditioner, hairspray, and other styling products and accessories like clips and curling irons. Average American woman lives to age 81, so over those 63 adult years, we're going to spend $44,300 on our hair. If I come in tomorrow with a shaved head, don't be surprised.
Okay, I won't even blink an eye. Sunday, there was a big soccer game in England between two big teams, and two guys in Uganda made a pretty extreme bet on the game. One guy bet his house, the other guy bet his wife. Now, the team that ended up winning, so the guy won the house, and he apparently moved in it on Monday. No word on how upset the wife is about the fact that she was placed up in that wager. Maybe she didn't make the move with him. I don't know. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. You'll find them right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.